Hey, this is Dan Ospo, back at the Tour de France at the end of stage 13 in Montpellier, where we saw a very exciting sprint finish to the line. The 13th stage today was basically, as expected, a breakaway went up the road with five riders, and three of those five were over an hour and 20 minutes back of Lance. So it really wasn't dangerous at all, and the break stayed away basically the whole day, and finally the last remnants of the break were caught in the final kilometer, and the sprinters took over, and Robbie McEwen won his third stage of this year's tour. His team took over the chase for our team about midway through the stage and wanted to reel that thing back to give him a chance to win. And he's going for the green jersey now, so it's a nice win for him. And pretty uneventful for us, of course, except for riding about 4 hours in some blazing temperatures. And the guys all got home safely. Nothing changed on the overall GC. And I think everyone's basically saving themselves a bit for tomorrow, as much as you could save yourself in incredibly hot temperatures. But again, everybody's minds are for tomorrow and the next day, where these two mountain days are going to go a long way in deciding this year's tour. One nice surprise that came out of today's race is that Yaroslav Popovich is actually back in the white jersey leading the young rider competition. The leader in that competition, Valverde, ended up not starting today due to a knee injury. So Yaroslav is next in line. He took over the jersey and has a 10-second or so lead over second place. But, I mean, listen, it'd be great to finish with two jerseys perhaps in Paris, but most importantly, Yaroslav will work for Lance and work for the team the next couple stages. But if the white jersey comes and stays on his back, fantastic. But honestly, it's not a goal. It's not a priority. But it was great to see him back in the podium. He's a real young, strong rider and someone that we're really banking on for the future. So come back tomorrow and join us for what should be a super critical day. Another mountaintop finish. Should have explosive action on the hills. Johan and Lance both talked about all the rivals needing to attack tomorrow and then on Sunday as well. So it should be a great next couple days. Now, for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com.